朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
又是一年一度的特会，我心里面充满了感恩，也充满了很多的感触。
Another year, another retreat. Well, I am full of thanksgiving, but at the same time, I have a lot of thoughts and feelings within me.
感恩是因为每一年主在我们身上都有说不尽的恩典。
I am thankful because every year, the blessings of the Lord cannot be numbered.
就连他今天还把气息留给我们，因为他还把机会留给我们。
Today, while we still have breath, while we still have opportunities, it is His grace.
有很多的感触是一年一下子又过去了。
I have a lot of these thoughts within me is that a year once again has gone by very quickly.
怎么会这么快又一年过去了？
How did it flee away so quickly?
弟兄姊妹，我们说过圣经上保罗劝我们要在凡事上长进， grow in all things， 每一件事都该长进的。
And Paul admonishes us to grow in all things.
但是弟兄姊妹，一年过去了，有时候我们回头想一想，我到底这一年最大的改变是什么？
Brothers and sisters, as the year has gone by and we reflect upon the changes in our lives, can we identify the areas that we have truly changed and grown?
我讲的改变当然是属灵的哈。
And again, I'm speaking of the spiritual sense.
你外面可能长胖了，可能长高了，可能升官了，可能加薪了，可能又多了一个孩子了。
Perhaps you gained some weight, you got taller, you got a better position at work, and you have another kid.
但是我讲的那个改变是这个改变能够被存留到永远的。
But the change that I'm referring to are the changes that can endure.
那这个改变是神所喜悦的，是神所要的。
And these transformations, these changes are the things that delights the Lord and the things that the Lord desires.
我们好不好就花个二十秒，你想一想，你这一年里面最大的改变到底是什么？
Can you spend about 20 seconds just think?What is the greatest change in your life?
到底在我的生命里面，这一年里面最大的 spiritual delta 改变到底是什么？
The greatest spiritual delta in this past year, can you identify them in your life?
到底我跟神之间的关系最大的改变到底是什么？
What is the greatest change of my relationship with God?
弟兄姊妹，我相信当我们这样子去想的时候，我们里面一定会有很多的感触的。
And brothers, I know as we start to ponder upon these things, we will have deeper understanding and thoughts within us.
可能不久以后，你又会见到余弟兄又在讲同样的话。没想到那是2017年的 Labor Day 哈。
And not too long from now, you hear the exact same words, and you discover, "Whoa, is the Labor Day retreat in 2017?"
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望今年主在我们每一个人的生命里面都给我们带来一个突破，一个 breakthrough.
And so we pray that in our life, the Lord will bring about a breakthrough.
我们不希望每一年只是又听到一些道。又仅此更新奉献而已。
And we pray that not every single year we come just hear another series of messages and again we reconsecrate ourselves.
更新奉献有心愿都很好。
And to reconsecrate ourselves and having that heart and that desire, those are great things.
但是我们最大的挑战是道成肉身。
The greatest challenge though is that the word has to become flesh.
到底有多少的心愿真正的落实，真正的出现呢？
How much of our desires really become reality in our lives?
到底我们所听到的山上的样式有多少的在山下真正的出现呢？
The pattern on the mount, how much of that is truly actualized when they departed from the mountain?
当摩西把山上的样式颁布给神百姓的时候，耶和华的荣光并没有充满他们。
And when the pattern of the mount is given to the people of God, the glory of God did not fill them up.
那么荣耀的启示，神并没有充满他们。
That glorious revelation, but yet the presence of God, the glory of God did not fill them yet.
当会幕照着山上的样式盖好的时候，耶和华的荣光立刻充满整个会幕。
But when the tabernacle was complete according to the pattern of the mount, immediately the glory of the Lord filled it.
因为那是真的，它出现了。
Because that is reality, it is emerged.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们。
Brothers, this is our prayer.
我们真的盼望我们都在主的面前，明年再相聚的时候，我们真的要不一样。
And we pray that next year, as we meet again, we would be different.
我们今年教会整个大会的主题是讲到主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
The theme for our church throughout this entire year is that the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
弟兄姊妹，我们虽然是自由的，基督叫我们自由了。
Brothers, indeed, we are free because Christ has set us free.
但是有太多的事情上。 显出我们这个人还是不自由的。
But in many, many aspects, we are still being exposed to reveal that we are not free.
在很多的试探面前，我们跌倒了。
Before many trials, we've fallen.
在很多的环境面前，我们妥协了。
And many, many circumstances, we compromise.
在很多神给我们的托付和使命面前，我们退缩了。
A lot of the things that God has commissioned to us, we've drawn back.
很多很多我们希望活出来的生命的境界，我们达不到。
At the realms of life that we desire to live out, we find that we can't attain to it.
很多圣经上我们所羡慕的应许和属灵经历，在我们身上不真实。
Well, the promises and the experience in the scripture, they are not real in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今年都希望主真的释放我们。
So, brothers and sisters, we pray that again this coming year, God would set us free.
神的儿子叫我们自由，让我们就真自由。
The Lord, the Son of God, has set us free, then we are free indeed.
那我这次会讲两堂。
And this retreat, I will speak twice.
因为我真的觉得很难得有这么多弟兄姊妹来，我真的巴不得能够多听一点不同的弟兄姊妹在这里分享。
It's a rare opportunity that so many brothers and sisters would gather together, that we would have the chance to hear sharings from other brothers and sisters.
我讲的两堂都跟我们今年这个海报很有关哈。
And the two messages that I'm going to speak on has a lot to do with the flyer that we've been or the
这个我第一堂是讲到如鹰返老还童。
The very first message we're going to talk about are youth renew like the eagles.
第二堂是我主日要讲的如鹰展翅上腾。
And the second message is how do we mount up with wings like eagles.
今天晚上要讲的这一堂如鹰返老还童。
And the message for tonight
是讲到我们怎么样子能够从一些老化、一些衰退的情形，一些缺乏生气、缺乏生命的里面，被主真正的释放起来。
We want to talk about how are we able to truly be set free in the realms of our life from decay, from the things that are old and decrepit.
我想在我的经文，在我的纲要里面，第一个我只挑了三件事情哈。我讲老旧、衰老跟老化都是旧造自然的倾向和结果。
The very first bullet is says that the old, the decay, and the decrepit are all natural trends and consequences of the old creation.
它看起来很像啊。
The terms all look about the same.
但是每一个着重的点又有点不一样。
But the emphasis that I want to make are different.
这个老旧，很多的东西久了都会旧的。
And the talk about being old, a lot of things as in the process of time, they grow old.
衣服会旧，车子会旧，什么东西都会旧，家具会旧。
Your clothing gets old, your car gets old, your furniture gets old.
当然衣服可能是唯一的例外，它可以死里复生的。这个
Our garments,
衣服 yeah. 对
our garments may be different that it could resurrect back from the dead.
因为上个礼拜这个于师母讲完道的时候，他到这个年轻人中间，年轻人跟他说：“哎呀 ，Nancy 阿姨，你的衣服好漂亮啊。
”Nancy 阿姨 after she spoke last Sunday, some of the young people said to her, "Wow, I really love your outfit."
于师母说 ：“Aaron 有多老，我的这件衣服就有多老。
”And Pastor Nancy said, "However old Aaron is how old my outfit is."
舅舅马上就说：“哦，你们从前的那些老衣服，现在又开始流行了。
”And so JoJo says that those old fashioned, they are fashionable now.
所以衣服不要丢掉哈，过几年又会回来的。
So don't cast away your clothing.
This 可能是所有的物质里面比较不容易老旧，其他东西都在老化。
This may be the one thing that will not grow old or go out of fashion.
很多东西用久了我们就不想用，车子我们就想换新的，连 iPhone 用两年可能又要换。
And the things that we use that you discover very quickly, we discard them because they're no longer fresh anymore.
衰老特别讲到我们的physical, 我们的身体上很容易衰老。
Decrepit.Talks about how we physically we grow we age.
我相信很多的年轻人不能体会这个。
I know a lot of young people here tonight. You probably won't be able to comprehend what I'm saying.
那你们不到我们这种年龄，不太会有这样子的感受。
I'll tell you, come to my age, you would not really understand what I'm talking about.
我怎么样子的不肯相信接受自己老，但是必须承认自己老。
No matter how much I want to deny the fact that I am old, I am old.
我现在很多东西不戴。眼镜老花眼镜是不能看的。
If I do not wear my glasses, a lot of things I can't see very clearly anymore.
于师母很可怜，她跟她妈妈讲一件事情，平均要讲四次到五次，跟我大概平均要讲两次到三次。
Pastor Nancy is suffer quite a bit when she speaks to her mom. She needs to repeat the same thing about four to five times, and when she speaks to me, she has to repeat it two to three times.
因为重听。
Because our hearing is going away.
你只要一两个字错掉，你就可能完全误会了。所以我都要听清楚。
You miss a couple of words, you may misunderstand what she's saying. So I really have to pay attention.
对不对？她说她爱我，跟她说她不爱我只差一个字，但是完全不一样。
In Chinese, when she says she loves me, when she doesn't love me, it's only different by one word. And if I don't hear it, it makes a big difference, right?
哦，那个体力，现在连爬楼梯。我昨天上了一个楼一量，心跳九十多下。
And I went up the stairs last night, and I discovered that my heart rate has gone up to in the 90s.
好，我讲个今天的好了哈。我今天早上跟玉树木早上要来教会的时候
，Pastor Nancy and I were on our way to church this morning.
我开车出来快到 stop sign.
I started driving. I got to the stop sign.
我突然想说，我刚才 garage 门关了没有
？And there was a fleeting thought in my mind. Did I close the garage door?
我从前不会有这种困扰的。
I was never bothered by these things.
我突然就没把握，我到底关了没有
？All of a sudden, I didn't have the assurance that I closed the garage door.
所以我就 make a U-turn 回来了哈。
So I made a U-turn. I went back home.
你们猜我关了没有
？Do you think I closed the door?
啊？哎呦，你们对我还有信心，谢谢谢谢。
Thank God, you guys have faith in me.
就关了。
I did indeed close the door.
但是我就得白跑一趟才能放心。
But I needed to turn around so that I would be at ease.
以前我们两个人出门，这个常常都需要在巷子附近绕一绕，因为望东望西的。
In time past, when we travel, we need to actually go past the house a couple of times because we keep forgetting things.
因为以前都要开到路上才惨叫一声回来，现在在巷子绕一绕，有很多事情就想起来了。
In time past, we would be middle of our way, and then we would scream and realize.We forgot something, but now, soon as we leave the house, we discover that we missed something. So we keep searching the house.
然后我绕回去看到门关了以后，我就开出来，就看到一个老先生带着他的狗来散，在外面散步。
And after I was assured that my garage door was closed, I kept driving. I saw an elderly gentleman walking his dog.
他用一个绳子拖着一个板子，板子底下四个轮子，那个老狗站在上面拖着他散步。
And this elderly gentleman was dragging a board with four wheels, kind of like a skateboard, and his old dog was standing on the board.
他一个人散步无聊，那个老狗又不肯陪他，所以只好坐了一个拖车带着他。
He was bored. He didn't want to walk by himself, and his old dog didn't want to walk with him. So he put his old dog on the board and he dragged the board.
整个世界都在渐渐旧了，对不对
？And this whole world is getting old. Is decaying, right?
希伯来书说整个天地都要变旧了，像衣服。渐渐变旧了。
Hebrew tells us that they will all perish, like a garment that's growing old, that's gonna be rolled up.
有一天主耶稣要来更新万有的时候，要把衣服卷起来，整个天地被更新了。
And the day that the Lord will come when He renews the creation and He will roll up all this stuff that is old.
所以这是讲到衰老，这第三个更严重的。
And the third term is more severe.
第三个讲到老化
，It talks about decay.
老化是讲到我们这个人的心态
，It speaks of our attitude.
跟你年纪没关的，跟你年龄没关的
It has nothing to do with your age.
你不要以为你比我年轻，你就不会比我老。
Don't think that you're younger than me, but you're not older than me.
你可能比我还老。
It may be a reality that you've aged more than me.
那个 MacArthur 麦帅曾经讲过一句话啊，他说老。不是年纪的问题，是心态的问题。
General MacArthur says age is not a matter of your physical age, but your mental state.
你看现在很多年轻人年纪轻轻的，可是心很老。
You discover a lot of young people, they are young in physical age, but in their emotional state, they're very old.
对很多事情没兴趣。
Concerning a lot of things, they've lost interest.
要我们以前有个小礼物，哇，高兴得不得了。他们现在瞟一眼，看都不看的。
We get a present and we're all ecstatic by the fact that we got a present nowadays. They don't really care.
对很多事情没有那个 passion.
They don't have the passion concerning a lot of things.
真的，真的对很多事情没有 passion. 弟兄姊妹，这都讲到人老的情形。
That's very true. It describes the fact that we are decaying, we're getting old.
所以圣经上把亚当的后代称为旧人。
So the Bible uses the descendants of Adam as the old man.
我告诉你，在神的眼中只有两种人。
So I tell you, in the eyes of God, there are only two types of people.
一个旧人，一个新人。
One is old, one is new.
所以你不是旧人就是新人。
Whether you're the old man or you're the new man.
不要以为只有结婚那天被称为新人。
Do not think that that day when you are married, you become a new man.
我们可以天天成为新人。
But I tell you, every single day, you could be the new man.
你可以是最旧的新娘。
You could be the oldest bride.
如果你的心不年轻的话
，If your heart is not young，
对不对啊？所以今天在神的眼中，这个旧人所带给人 这种老旧的情形、老旧的心态，还有老旧的生命里面所有出来的东西。
And all the old things that comes out from the old creation.
啊，这些东西对我们来说都是把我们带进让我灵不能自由、不能新鲜的地方。
These are all the things that bring us to the state where we are no longer free in our spirit.
这个等一下我们会再回头来讲
啊。We'll come back and talk about it a little more.
弟兄姊妹。人会旧
Brothers and sisters, we as people, we grow old.
天地万有会变旧
The heaven and earth will grow old.
连教会也会变旧
I will tell you, even the church can potentially grow old.
所以为什么圣经上讲到我们要按着心灵的新样来侍奉神不能够按着遗文的旧样来侍奉神
That's why the scripture tells us that we need to serve the Lord according to the newness of the spirit, not according to the oldness of the letter.
任何服事我不在新造的境界里面做的话这就是遗文的旧样
Any service is not done in the realm of the new creation, then it is in the oldness of the letter.
所以我们的注意力不要把它放在外面是怎么做，是不是传统，是不是旧的。
So we do not focus on outward things as how is it according to tradition, is it done right?
在神的眼中，神是看内心的，到底我是不是在心灵的新样，在圣灵里来敬拜神。
But in the eyes of the Lord looks at the heart, rather is it the newness in the spirit, whether we are worshiping in spirit.
所以你们千万不要以为唱新诗你就是新 No.
Do not think that because you sing a new song, then everything is new. Absolutely not.
很多人一直喜欢唱新诗，唱新诗，以为这是新。其实你可能很旧的。
And a lot of people want to sing new songs and sing new songs, and they think that they're being new. But I tell you, it can actually be very old.
因为我们的灵不新鲜。
Because our spirit is no longer fresh.
我们是在旧造的境界，在旧人的境界里面来敬拜神。
In the old creation, and this old man, we're coming before God to worship.
神在乎的是心灵的新样，或者叫圣灵里的新样。
And what God cares about is the newness of the spirit.Or the newness in the Holy Spirit.
只有在圣灵里，我们才真自由，我们才是真正的新造。
And only when we are in the Holy Spirit are we truly free. Are we truly the new creation?
所以主耶稣所希望得到的教会，圣经上是说他是毫无什么玷污、皱纹。等类的病啊
And the church the Lord God desires is a church that is well without blemish and without spots.
想看那天羔羊迎娶的时候
And imagine that day when the lamb is coming.
等了两千年，新娘终于来了
Let's say he's waited for 2,000 years. Finally, the bride has showed up.
满身皱纹
And then she's full of wrinkles.
多可怕
Isn't that scary?
所以他要得到的教会，他要用水界的道把教会洗干净。
The church that he desires, he wants to cleanse with the word.
让他没有玷污。
So that it's not it's without blemish.
同样的，他在圣灵的里面，他一直在这里更新他的教会，让他脱离老旧，脱离皱纹。
And again, in the Holy Spirit is renewing his church, that it may depart from the old, depart from these wrinkles.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多时候一不小心，我们的读经、我们的祷告、我们的聚会。
I will tell you, if we're not careful, our Bible reading, our meetings are drawn near to the Lord, they may fall into the old.
我跟你说，真在新造里唱诗、读经跟祷告的。
And if you are truly singing and reading and worshiping in the new creation,
它一定给我们带来恩膏的。
It will bring about an anointing.
带给我们滋润，带给我们灵里的更新。
There's a soothing of the soul and there's a renewing of the heart.
所以如果你已经很长的时间读经没有味道的。
So for a long time, when you come to the scripture and you feel like it's just dead.
如果已经很长的时间你唱诗没有感觉，听到没有感觉，弟兄姊妹都说到我这个人老旧。
You sing without any feelings or emotions, and you come to the meetings the same way. It speaks of the fact that something inside is growing old.
所以我们今天在这里，当我们讲到返老还童的时候
，So when we talk about our youth renewed like the eagles.
每一个人都想返老还。
And every single one of us desire it, right?
秦始皇还派人出去，对不对？
Emperor Qin, he sent people out to search.
Qin Dynasty, the emperor, 他派人出去去找长生不老的药。
And he's looking for a medicine that would keep him young.
Whatever.
Yeah.
但是。我常常在年轻人的聚会里面跟他们讲。
But oftentimes when I get together with the young people in their gatherings,
我说有一件事情我很羡慕你。
I think there's one thing that I do admire of you.
你们知道是什么吗
？Do you know what it is?
年轻
，their youth.
我羡慕他们还有机会。
I admire the fact that they still have opportunities.
可能比我还有更多的时间。
Perhaps they have more time than me.
但是我只讲一半。
But I only spoke half of it.
就是我羡慕你们，羡慕你们年轻。
I admire the fact that you are still young.
但是我希望保留我自己的成熟。
But I want to retain my maturity.
如果我又重新再回到年轻的话，我还是一样幼稚，还是一样犯那么多的错。
If I return back to my youth and I'm still immature and I still make all the mistakes,
如果这么多年来在主面前跌跌爬爬被主管教所学的功课不能够成为我的智慧而让我重活一遍的话没什么价值。
If all the mistakes that I made, all the disciplines that God has put in my life, if I get to do it all over again, I haven't learned a thing, then it's not worth it.
如果我希望能够再活一次再年轻一次的话我希望我是带着我人生的经历对主的认识再活一次。
And I pray that if I can be young again, I would be young with my understanding and my knowledge of God.
同样的我想你们年轻人也一样。
And I trust that for all the young people here,
你们可能羡慕爸爸妈妈羡慕这些长辈们他们的成熟或是他们的成就。
And you admire your parents of their maturity and the accomplishments.
哎呀我如果能够开我老爸的 BMW 多好不要开这个老爷车。
If I could drive the BMW that dad is driving and I'm not driving this junker.
或是我能够跟我爸爸一样在公司里面已经当 director 了我不用在这边跟人家扫地。
Or if I could be a director like my dad at some company, I'm not sweeping the floor here.
或是他的房子能够就给我的话多好。
Or if he could just give me his house, wouldn't that be great?
我们可能羡慕他的成就成果但是我们却想保留自己的青春
We long for their accomplishments but yet at the same time we desire to hold on to our youth
所以老的羡慕年轻人的某些东西年轻人羡慕老的某些东西都在做梦
So we mutually admire one another so we're both dreaming
但是弟兄姊妹返老还童我希望大家不要误会以为圣经上是要叫我们从成熟一下要变成像孩子一样那样子的幼稚
I want to say this to clarify with everyone that to have your youth be new like the eagle is not for us to be young again to be naive and to be immature again
大卫用这个老鹰返老还童是当作一个表征性的说法
And David wrote these words from a descriptive perspective.
他是为了让我们这个人好像能够怎么样子能够从这样子的角度去体会我的力量我整个被更新起来。
He's helping the reader to understand how my strength could truly be renewed and be turned around.
所以我们现在一起来看诗篇103篇第一节到第五节。
If you have your Bible, Psalm chapter 103, verses 1 through 5.
其实整章都很宝贵。
The entire chapter is wonderful.
诗部真在写诗篇103篇这个 The Treasure of David 的那个这个圣经注解的时候。
And when Brother Spurgeon was writing his commentary concerning the treasures of David.
这103篇讲到这里有个老鹰。
Psalm 103 speaks of an eagle here.
能够重新得力，能够返老还童。
He can regain his strength as if his youth is renewed.
在这里全都是各式各样的恩典。
And there's all sorts of grace that is being lavished here.
但是103篇是接着102篇。
Psalm 103 follows Psalm 102.
他说102篇，他说我的心被伤，如草枯干，甚至我忘记吃饭。因我哀哼的声音，我的肉紧贴骨头，我如同旷野的，这个怎么念？鹈鹕啊，对不起，我这个字正好模糊掉了。我好像荒草的恶鸟。
Psalm 102 verse 3-6 For my days are consumed like smoke and my bones are burned like a heath
在荒野树林里面的那种猫头鹰，那种被忽略的那种孤单无助处在黑夜中的一只鸟。
The verse 6 described the life of a pelican in the wilderness as if one is very alone and helpless.
还有很多痛苦的日子，不堪回首的日子。
And there are a lot of days that cannot be endured, cannot be thought upon.
是神的恩典让他脱离了102篇，进到103篇。
It is God's grace that helped him to depart from Psalm 102 and enter into Psalm 103.
我们一起来读第一节到第五节。
Let's read verse 1 through 5 together.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，房在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。 他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。好，底下的经文其实我们多读几节也没关系，第十节到十三节我们也读好了。从第八节读起。耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地有像敬畏他的人也是何等的大，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。好，那我们圣经里其实留着，因为这里提到的这几件事情都太宝贵了。我们怎么样子能够脱离这个旧人旧造给我们所有的束缚？
How do we depart from all the constraints of this old man, this old creation?
我跟你讲，所有从亚当出来的东西都是旧的。
And I'll tell you, everything that comes out of Adam, it is old.
我们的思想，
Our mindset,
我们的性情，
our nature,
我们的习惯，
our habits, our customs,
我们的观念，
and the way we think,
我们很多的喜好，通通都是从旧亚当出来的。
Our likes, all of these things come out of the old Adam.
这些东西在神的面前是神不要的。
And I tell you, all these things before the eyes of God, He does not desire them.
神只要在基督里的。
The Lord only cares about the things that are in Christ.
神所要的全都是要在新造的境界里面的。
And everything that God desires must come out of the new creation.
所以我们如鹰返老还童，你只有一种情形你可以达得到的。
So to have your youth renewed like the eagles, there's only one way for you to attain it.
就是我们必须在基督里。
Is that you must be in Christ.
我们必须在圣灵里面。
You must be in the Holy Spirit.
不然你不管你多年轻，不管我们做什么。
Or else doesn't matter how young you are, no matter what you do.
在神眼中都是旧人。
In the eyes of the Lord, it is old. It's of the old man.
都是旧造。
It is old creation.
神要叫我们脱下旧人。
And God wants us to take it off.
叫我们穿上新人。
To put on the new man.
神要叫我们在新造里面来过我们的生活。
That in the new creation that we live our lives.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都成为新的。
The old has passed away, everything has become new.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲如鹰返老还童的时候。
And again, when we say that you're youth to be renewed like the eagles.
你不要以为我老了又可以再变年轻一次。
Simply think that, oh, I've grown old, now I could be young again.
这就是尼哥底母的问题。
This is the problem with Nicodemus.
主说如果这个若不是借着水和圣灵生的，不能进神的国。
And so the Lord said to him, unless you're born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
人如果不重生，不能够进神的国。
Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说我都已经老了，我难道还能再进母腹吗？
And so he replied to Jesus, I am of old age. How can I return again to my mother's womb?
你就晓得主所说的重生。
So you discover when the Lord says born again,
是完全是指在圣灵里面的。
The Lord is speaking of what is happening in the Holy Spirit.
不是要借着回到母腹里面重新变成小孩子。
It is not through going back to your mother's womb that you would become a child again.
而是在圣灵里面我整个人被 renew 了。
But in the Holy Spirit, we are made new.
我在基督里我成为新造的人。
And in Christ, I am now a new creation.
我能够一举一动有新生的样式。
And everything that I do, it would have the newness of life.
这个叫做返老还童。
This is the call, oh, this is what is
从旧造变新造。
Having our youth renewed like the eagle, from the old to the new.
从神的眼中那种老化的情形变成在主的面前是新鲜的。
That in the eyes of the Lord, what was decrepit now has become fresh.
不光是在我得救的那一天我成为新造的人。
Not only on the day that I'm in saved, that I am a new creation.
在我每一天的生活每一件的事情上这个都是新的。
But every single day of my life, everything that I encounter, there's freshness, there's newness.
刚才唱的诗歌说这个每一天都是新的是吧。
We sang just earlier that it's new every morning.
New every morning. It's new every morning. 其实是 every moment.
And in reality, it is new every moment.
我们可以让每一个的现在在主的面前是新的。
We can let every one of our moments to be new before the sight of the Lord.
新酒是装在新皮袋里面。
The new wine has to be placed in the new wineskin.
神在新造里面所有的祝福，我们必须要用新造的生命来承受它。
All the blessings in the new creation must be contained in the new life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们不活在圣灵里面的时候，在我们身上一个最明显的特点。
So when So we're no longer living in the newness of the Holy Spirit. One very obvious evidence is that we are old.
我所有旧造的生命，我的个性，我的堕落的本性，都会出来搅扰我，伤害人的。
All of the old creation, my old nature, my anger, my frustration, they come out. They not only hurt others, they will bother me.
所以当神让我们在基督里得到重生的时候
，But when we are born again in Christ,
第一件事情。
Foremost,
他赦免我们一切的罪。
He has forgiven of us all of all our iniquities.
好，弟兄姊妹，今天我们这个人最让我们进到老旧、进到死亡的，就是我们的罪。
The one thing that bring us into death most easily, it is our sin.
罪让我们里面所有属灵的新鲜全部被破坏。
Sin will destroy all the freshness that is in the Holy Spirit.
因为罪带进死亡。
Because sin brings sin brings about death.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在主的面前要被 renew 的时候
，So again, I would say, if we are to be renewed before the Lord,
第一件事情要解决的就是我们跟主之间出了什么问题。
The very first thing that we got to resolve is what are the problems between us and God.
其实就是我们罪的问题。
It is the issues of sin.
最近这一段时间我们很多的信息常常回到最基本的救恩上。
A lot of the messages these days, we come back to the foundations of the gospel.
我们常常把我们的罪弄得很轻，很轻微。
We dilute the notion of sin in our lives.
哎呀，我们想说谁不是罪人呢？我们都是罪人。
We very casually just said, who's not a sinner? Who's not a sinner? We're all sinners.
我们讲到耶稣为我们流血舍罪，我们都讲得很很清淡，轻描淡写。
And when we talk about Jesus shedding his blood for our sins as easy words that flows out of our mouth.
如果你们还记得不久一个月前我讲到用民数记第五章，你们还记得吗？
I don't know if you still remember, about a month or so, I used Numbers chapter 5 to illustrate the story.
那是摩西立的一个律法，如果丈夫怀疑妻子是不是犯了淫乱。
So Moses has set this institution that if the husband questions of the purity of his wife.
他们要把他的妻子带到祭司面前。
And he will bring his wife before the presence of the priest.
要叫他喝那个治咒诅的水。
And she is to drink from the cup of cursing or the cup of bitterness.
如果他没有犯罪的话，这个水进去不会对他造成什么影响。
If she is innocent, drinking of this cup will not cause anything.
如果他真是偷偷犯了罪，不可告人的罪，他喝下去的时候，他肚子发胀，腿消瘦。
But if she has committed adultery, her stomach will swell, her thighs will rot.
接下来就是利未记二十章第十节的刑罚，就是要用石头打死。
And then what is to follow is that she is to be stoned to death.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人能够在这个杯面前逃避的。
And brothers and sisters, none of us can flee from this cup.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because everyone has sinned.
以色列百姓在神的眼中叫淫妇。
Israel, in the eyes of the Lord, often has been rebuked as the harlot.
新约的教会在神的眼中一样犯淫乱。
And I will tell you, the bride of Christ in the New Testament also committed adultery.
我们在神以外另立偶像，这个就叫做淫乱。
Aside from the Lord, we have established idols. This is harlotry.
我们思想里面，我们生活里面很多的罪，在神的面前，我们站立不住的。
In our mind, in our thought life, there are many sins in our lives we cannot stand.
当那天那个咒诅的杯叫我们喝的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们没有人敢喝。
Brothers and sisters, that day, the cup of cursing is passed to us. Which one of us dared to drink it?
但是我们又必须喝，因为所有人都需面对神的。
But yet, we all have to drink it because we all have to face God.
那你晓得耶稣基督替我们把这个咒诅的杯接过来。
But we could not believe or understand that Christ would take this cup from us.
就在我们充满了恐惧、羞愧，往至高神面前走的时候，耶稣中间出来把这个杯接过去了。
When we were full of fear and full of shame, as we walked into the crowd, Jesus comes along and he took that cup from us.
他替我们喝了这个咒诅的杯。
He drank that cup for us.
把福杯赐给我们。
And then he gave us instead the cup of blessing.
把那杯里面充满了他的宝血的杯赐给了我们。
And that cup that is full of his precious blood.
那个宝血洗净我们所有的罪。
His precious blood cleanses of all sins.
让我们能够在神的面前再也不需要恐惧。
That we no longer have to tremble before God.
因此，光这个思想，光这个蒙恩的思想，已经能够让我们在主的面前，我们的赞美，我们的爱，都必须是新鲜的。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you this alone, this thought alone should propel our praises and our worship to be fresh. fresh and new before God.
每次想到他的赦罪，就让我们里面充满了新鲜的感激啊。
And every time we think about the way He forgives us, we should have a freshness of our thanksgiving.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。